Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about Phoenix, Arizona. Do you currently live in Phoenix?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you, sir. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and the east of the Gila River Indian Community. I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. And what year were you born, just for your statistical purposes?
58.
Thank you so much, sir. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
You or someone in your household, a household member?
Yes.
Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Then the first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy, from 1 to 5. How will you rate it?
3.
Thank you. And what about better public transportation options?
I'd say 2.
Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses, from 1 to 5?
4.
Thank you. What about more parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
3.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Thank you so much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you so much. Yes. Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
2.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine?
2 few.
Too few. Thank you so much. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavine. The first one is restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Would you say more? Okay. Would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes.
Thank you. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
What about dollar stores and discount chains? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
Thank you. What about doctors' offices and hospitals?
I'd like to see more.
Okay, and grocery stores and supermarkets, yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavine?
Cinema and theaters.
Cinema and theaters. Thank you so much. I'm recording your answer. Thank you very much, sir. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavín? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, and apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem in your point of view?
Fairly big problem.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavín? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight a problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Fairly big problem.
Thank you so much, sir. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your time. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavín. The first one is multi-family housing like apartments and condominiums. It will be yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
No.
What about single-family detached homes? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Yes.
And what about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No, thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
All my life.
It would be more than 20, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavín. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. And the first proposal says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multi-family housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. You are favor or oppose?
Oppose.
And would you say you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose, sir?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? You oppose or favor?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly oppose.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions, just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you so much. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, just an estimated, less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Mark.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, sir.
Oh, boy.
Bye.